Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, I am so glad to wake up early in the morning on Monday, get the crust out of my eyes, don't turn over, and then realize it's Monday. I get to see Rob Shooter.
Oh, you're a gentleman, my friend. I feel the same about you. Let's jump in the show. We've got so much gossip to get to, including some big breaking news at the top of the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
a tea Monday time. Tea.
So Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married. The couple tied the knot in Santa Barbara on Sunday.
It's official this time, though, right?
It is as official can be, because we've got photographs now. I haven't seen the marriage license, so the reason we've got doubts is they punked us a couple of months ago. So they seem to get married in Vegas by an Elvis impersonator after the Grammy Awards. It turned out that that wedding did happen, but they didn't have a marriage license, and so it
wasn't
real.
How do you not know? I mean, both have been married before, Rob Shooter. You've been you're married. I'm married. We all know the laws and rules of getting married. How do you go? Like, at that point, they were drunk, just like a typical Vegas story, and said, "Hey, let's get married." you know what I mean? And so hopefully they had all the documentation.
Yes. Well, I think they did on this one. I think they did. And let me tell you why I think this one is real. I spotted her grandmother, Mary Jo MJ Campbell, there. Now, you don't include Granny if it's a joke. You just don't do that. So Granny was there also too. His father, Randy, could be seen. The couple was spotted wearing traditional garb. He was wearing black tuxedo. She was in a white wedding dress. We don't know the designer yet. And then after they got married, they were spotted getting into a classic black low-rider convertible. And it had the signs "just married" on it. Another reason I think this is real is the camera crews were there from the reality show.
Well, I can make the argument that it might not be real because the camera crews were there.
You could. Let's say this one's real. I do think this one is real. I think it's really sweet. Now, the entire family was not there. We saw Kylie at the Billboard Awards, so she was there supporting her guy.
Do you think Kylie wasn't there because Stormy couldn't be the flower girl? And he goes, you know what? No flower girl.
This
we're
is
going
very
to the Meghan
Markle, isn't it? Remember they had a fight, Kate and Meghan, about the flower girl. I think that at this point, Kourtney wants to do her own thing. And Kourtney's definitely a member of that family. I know her a little bit. Kourtney's always been the distant one. She's not quite as into the reality as the others. Yes, it pays her bills. So she's not anti-reality. She's on the show. It pays her bills. She almost feels like that staff member, and we've all got them. Look around your office right now. Who's the one that does the least possible amount of work?
And Stop looking at me.
And gets away with it. That's Kourtney. She does just enough.
You're
the Kim, let me tell you. There's a side of you. You're the Black China, I guess, of our naughty family. And so they're happy. I'm happy for them. I think that you've got to do it on reality TV. Now, you know the music world much better than I do, so I'm the expert here on the Kardashians. I'm going to lean on you here for Travis Barker news. What about him? What do we know about him?
I mean, you're talking about one of the best drummers out there. Right. You know, he's compared to, you know, Tommy Lee. I don't know if in more ways than one. We'll just leave it at that. But, you know, he was a big drummer, a part of a band, Blink 182. And then he transitioned into this way of just getting on pretty much every single song you might hear, you know, streaming or on the radio right now, where he's working with younger artists, older artists, everybody in the middle. So he is that guy. They're like, hey, we need a badass get him.
So he's really respected. He's not a joke. Oh, beyond. He's not a silly musician. This is not someone that they dismiss.
He's not like, oh yeah, he won't be around in 2 years. Like, the guy's been around for 20 plus years already, so he's beyond well established.
And I think there was a point in time where marrying a Kardashian or hanging with a Kardashian was a little bit of a joke. Before Kanye, it was sort of like a goofy thing to do. Now
it was Kim. That was Kim's fault for pretty much dating any athlete that, like, you know, hit a field. You know, that I think that was the joke part of it. And then somewhere over the last, I would say, 5 to 6 years, it transitioned into, hey, this is not just
not
a joke family.
It's a billion-dollar family. Like, yeah, exactly. This is not a joke anymore. Hey, it brings us to our poll question of the day, which is no joke either. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got married in Santa Barbara over the weekend. It's real. It's real. This one is. They faked us before. This one is real. Our question is, do you think Kim Kardashian and Pete are next? Ooh, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, what are you working on?
All right, well, speaking of Kim and Pete, so the rumor is that Kris Jenner is Pete Davidson's new manager, according to, you know, sources online. Mm. So, and it all goes back to a TikTok video. But at the end of the day, it turns out that it's just that gossip. So Pete Davidson is not being managed by Kris Jenner, even though the world would want it. The world assumes it. Just because you're hanging out with a Kardashian, it just like Rob Schroeder, if you and I went out to dinner or lunch as we casually do, and Kris Jenner would be in the same restaurant, we would be under the assumption that we are now managed by Kris Jenner, because that's how
right,
it works.
Right, which is not necessarily the worst thing. Like, people make fun of, once again, we got to get out of that mindset of making fun of the Kardashians. It has changed. I know they're annoying everybody. I know we talk about them too much. I know. But now Kris Jenner is really one of the most major managers in Hollywood.
Powerful.
She's a real powerhouse.
But on top of that too, Pete also broke away from his management company that he was working
with.
That's where it led people down the road of like, Pete doesn't have a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Kris Jenner's a manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's dating her daughter. Mm. Like if you play the game of gossip puzzle, right, like a puzzle gossip game,
it adds up.
All these pieces go together. It's just, unfortunately, it's all the wrong pieces for
at the moment. Let's say so. Us Weekly is saying it's not true. She's not his manager yet. And that's a really big word there. I hit the phones. I called everybody I know and said, could this happen? A, why did Pete break up with his management team? They're getting him movies. He's a superstar at the moment. I'd be kissing their bottoms, not breaking up with them. What about you?
And we saw this with Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo left her manager after she had probably the biggest superstar singing career of the past 12 months. It does happen from time to time. But let's be honest. Pete Davidson's management company got him to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But once he started dating Kim officially and out there on the books, it went from just average level to
superstardom. So then he should make Kim his manager. Like, Kim's the boss here. What you're saying
then?
She's
becoming a lawyer. She has no
time for the
10%.
She's too busy for this. I was told to that. Now, could Kris manage Pete and do a good job of it? Yes. Kim and Pete don't want to share a manager. And I think that's really clever.
Smart.
I think that, and it actually tells me more about how solid this couple is, because he's not into this just for the Kardashian craziness. He doesn't want to just fall into this. Him and Kim are planning a future, and they're planning to have a future together and a future where they don't share Kris Jenner, which I think is a really good idea. My fear is, though, is that Pete goes and hires his best friend to be his manager, which is always a mistake.
Well, but here's the thing, you know, it worked out for LeBron James. You can argue with that. LeBron James had his best friends, you know, from high school. And once he got to a stature after he got established as kind of like where Pete is right now, he goes, you know what? This is I got here because of my friends.
Right.
So, yes, could that work? 100%. But to Pete's credit, though, of not wanting to use Kris as a manager and kind of church and state, that's Pete in general.
Mm-hmm. We're rooting for you two. Hey, moving along, this story made me smile. Queen Elizabeth, one of her closest friends, has moved into Windsor Castle. So when Prince Philip passed away...
When are you moving in?
Can you imagine it? I'd love to. Queen Elizabeth, you're listening. Hello, hello, hello. I'd love... Just tell me the date, darling. I'm on my way over.
You got to think one person. There's so many people working in that castle, Rob Shooter. Just one person. One person is listening to this podcast secretly.
They know. I know.
Chambers.
Our numbers in Britain are fabulous. Lots of people in Britain listen, so you never know. So when Prince Philip passed away in April 2021, suddenly she was by herself after 73 years. It's really cruel, isn't it? Life can be so cruel. You spend your life with somebody. Now she's by herself and her children are busy. They have their lives. It's a fact of life too. We have it with our own parents. But luckily, she has one specific friend. Her name is Angela Kelly. And I've sort of known about Angela for a while. If you look in photographs, if you look slightly behind the Queen, it's normally Angela who is there. In fact, if you look in the car, when the Queen's in the car going to big events and there's somebody in the back seat with her, it's normally Angela. So Angela was a fashion designer, but she really became the Queen's head dresser. And Vogue has said she's sort of more like a personal assistant, an advisor. She's also in charge of all the jewellery. She curates all the jewellery, and that's a lot of jewels in that tower, for the Queen. So now the Sun newspaper is reporting that Angela moved into Windsor Castle as a permanent resident. The Queen's having some struggles with mobility. But also, too, it's not about physical health here. She's just lonely. She wants a friend. And so this Garrett will be you and me, I think.
That's right. I will be pushing you in the wheelchair.
I'll be pushing you.
You and me. But you know what's funny? Like I saw the picture. The Queen made like one of her first appearances over the weekend, right? So she was in her Range Rover, and for some reason, you know, I know you drive on the opposite, you know, the steering wheel's on the opposite side back in your motherland. But for some reason, seeing that picture, I'm like, what is she doing driving
the
car?
She wasn't driving. Because she was in the passenger seat.
I know she wasn't driving.
She was in the passenger seat. Do you know why they did it too? It's a little bit of a PR stunt. They wanted to get the Queen out, so we haven't seen her in a long time. She didn't open Parliament last week, which is the first time she's never done that. So they put her in the car, and she's having mobility issues. She doesn't want to be seen with a walking stick or in a wheelchair. So actually, put her in the car is a really good thing. She can drive her to the events. They can drive slowly. She can wave. She looked fabulous. Hey, what's going on with Jesse Williams? He's finally talking out about those naked pictures that were leaked, Garrett.
Yes, so he is on Broadway right now in New York City for a show called Take Me Out. It's actually about a baseball show, a baseball team, so kind of interesting. So you might remember him from Grey's Anatomy, and he's all over the place, but photos, I believe about 2 weeks ago now, someone snuck a camera into the theater, and there is a scene where Jesse Williams is full frontal.
Totally.
You see it all. Someone snapped a photo, posted that photo, and then the internet all... There was no backlash. There was no, like, upset, you know, like, but except for Jesse Williams, he kind of, like, felt a little bit betrayed because he said, like, as an actor, you leave it all out there, no pun intended. But he was captured naked, and the world saw him. But here's the thing. He said, I can't sweat it. And just like an actor, you got to move forward because the show must go on every night. He has to still go out there and put it out there. And he says, I'm not down about it, obviously. You know, I don't think there's really any way to like say, oh, I'm proud of it, like, because then you seem like
bragging.
A jerk. So you kind of have to play it like down, like, oh, no big deal, and let everybody else brag about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I think this is a good response. I think this, Garrett. Now, if a naked picture of you was leaked, not from your bedroom or from your house, is that the difference? Like, it's wrong to post naked pictures without consent. Let's just say that 100%. There's no ifs and buts about it. This was wrong. The guy is naked on stage 7 days a week or 8 days a week.
Yeah, go buy another ticket if you want to.
Buy another ticket.
Moment, you know
buy another ticket. They're over $100. I've not seen it yet, but you know what? I might see it now.
Well, did this make you want to go
Honey,
see
the box office went up 75%. You cannot get in. I know.
Yeah, so Rob.
I'm with you.
I love a conspiracy. I love a conspiracy.
The day after he gets nominated for a Tony Award. The day after. Although Mark Lupo did see the play, and Mark said the security was very lax. So when you go in, they ask you if you have a cell phone. If you say yes, they put it in a little pouch. If you say no, nobody searches your bag. That has changed. Now, hey, quickly before we get a break, a little bit of sad news here, really heartbreaking news. Britney Spears has shared that she suffered a miscarriage. She said it's a a devastating time for any parent. Her and her fiancé, Sam, have revealed this on Instagram, saying they had an early loss in the pregnancy. Perhaps we should have waited to announce it until a little further along, she said. However, we were overly excited to share the good news. I'm told they're really, really leaning on one another.
Honestly, Rob, like, as a parent, like, you don't realize it until you're in the situation of possibly becoming a parent, that you literally want to tell everyone down to the milkman, you know, and everyone in the middle that you are bringing a child into this world. And a thing that you and I probably will never, you know, feel or understand is the magnitude of what Britney Spears has gone through in her entire life. But just as the superstar that she is, that she finally has an opportunity to tell some great news. Right. And, you know, the argument is, you know, when is the right time? There is no right time. If you feel good and it comes down to someone like someone who is carrying a child, if she feels okay,
that's the time.
Go for
that's
it.
That's the time.
You know?
Yeah, don't beat yourself up here. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Ooh, where are we going? Here we go.
We love a poll. We sound like two strippers. So Ashley Judd confirmed her mommy, Naomi Judd, died by suicide via a gunshot. Are you surprised they're sharing the details? That was our question. 80% of you are surprised. However, you did point out that Ashley said the reason they were doing this is it was going to get out and they wanted to get ahead of the story. So the autopsy results were going to be released at some point. And Ashley said in a really emotional interview, instead of letting anybody else tell this story, she wanted to tell it. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, Garrett has our noises of the day.
Well, Rob Shooter, I'm actually looking out the window right now in Tribeca, where I am recording this with you in our studios in New York City, because Tom Brady is just cruising the streets riding a city bike. So the man literally just made $365 million no more than 4 days ago, can have a personal driver wherever he goes. But he was in New York City over the weekend, said the best morning ever as he posted a video of him riding a city bike. So it's one of those bikes you put in a credit card and you can literally drive until you're like, I'm done, and you park it. Exactly. So the interesting thing was, just like any person who has ever tried one of these like rent-a-bike, city bike type things, it takes forever to unlock it, especially if you're using it for the first time, because you're like, you put the card in wrong, it doesn't read your card, whatever the case may be. So Tom Brady posted a picture before, he goes, took me 10 minutes to get this thing. I felt a little gratitude, go, you know what? As much as rich as Tom Brady might be, he's just as normal as you and I, Rob Shooter.
The joy on his face seeing him, he videos himself riding this bike around town is so delicious. I go for a walk each day. We've talked about this on the show. During the pandemic, I wanted to get out of the house. I went for a walk each day. Tom lives on the route that I walk. So he lives on the west side looking over the Hudson River. So I walk past his apartment each day. I know exactly from the video where he got on the bike. I can see the bike stands. I can see his apartment in the video. And to see the joy of a grown man, what, he's 44 years old, I think, on a bicycle, just enjoying New York. Nobody recognized him. Nobody cares. I once saw Justin Timberlake on the same bike path going downtown. And so Tom Brady, watch the video. It's just so joyous. The simple things in life, even if you're a multi-millionaire, getting on a bicycle, doing something that you did in your childhood is just so great. You're our nicest of the day.
City bike for two.
Get a tandem. Would you be in the...
if I see you and Tom Brady on
a
bike,
I thought it was
going
to be the two of us. Would you want to be on the front or the back? I'd want to go on the back because I wouldn't pedal. I'd let you do all the work.
Well, that's typical. Me carrying you all the way.
And if you said, God, this bike, it's really... I'm struggling. I'd be like, I'm pedaling, Garrett. I'm pedaling.
I'm doing this, my
little legs, Garrett. And nicest of the day. Now my naughties of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Jason Momoa apologising for taking pictures and posting them in the Sistine Chapel. So in Rome, in the Sistine Chapel, you're not meant to take photographs. Not only is it really a very very, very sacred place, it's also culturally, historically so significant that they want to protect the artworks. If you're ever lucky enough to do a tour of the Vatican, you're told not to take photographs. Don't
Oh, they're sticklers.
Do it.
Have you ever been?
I've never been to the Vatican. Have you been?
So Rob Schurter, let me explain this to you. So when you walk into the Sistine Chapel, it is beautiful, beyond beautiful. But then, just like the security now at Jesse Williams' Broadway show, they have security in the Sistine Chapel just watching
it's
like
billions
hawks.
Of dollars of art in there. Like, it's a historic, and it's a sacred, sacred place for Catholics and people of faith around the world. These are Michelangelo's prized artwork. And they should not be messed with. And because one celebrity wants to take pictures, it's not right. Like, this really annoys me about celebrities. I love celebrities. But I don't like it when they think the rules don't apply. I don't like anybody who doesn't think the rules apply. Now.
Well, can I tell you a dirty secret,
you took
though?
Pictures.
Most people, like, given the fact that Jason Momoa, you know, posted a picture, which that was his one mistake. Mostly everyone that walks in there are very sleuth in the sense of taking photos. They just don't post them. I can guarantee you more photos get posted on people's cameras. They don't post them on social media, but they walk out of the Sistine Chapel holding a photo that they have taken. It might not be the best photo, but they still have one. Jason's problem was he posted.
And I know you all think I have no morals whatsoever. I think I'm the most upstanding naughty of the whole bunch. I would never take a picture. When we went to the Louvre, I did not take a picture of the Mona Lisa. I bought one at the gift shop on the way out. I know!
I bought one in Times Square and said I went.
Her smile was a little off and she had a moustache, but sort of got the thing. Okay, let's end with the moment of Rob. You got to Rob, you got to Rob, you got to Rob. So for 20 minutes, we're trying to make you giggle or laugh with some celebrity gossip, but for a moment, we're a little bit more serious. This is our moment of Rob, the only one with the power to decide to change your life or to continue with the status quo is you. You're the one that decides that. So if you don't like your life, change it. If you love your life, live it. Behavior, good, bad, begins with choices you make every day. Make good choices and you will have a good life. It's that easy. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really
Please.
Do help. And remember, altogether now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.